The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Peter turned and saw the disciple following whom Jesus loved, the one who had also reclined upon his chest during the supper, and had said, "Master, who is the one who will betray you?" When Peter saw him, he said to Jesus, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus said to him, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours? You follow me." So the word spread among the brothers that the disciple would not die. But Jesus had not told him that he would not die. Just, "What if I want him to remain until I come? What concern is it of yours?" It is this disciple who testifies to these things and has written them, and we know that his testimony is true. There are also many other things that Jesus did, but these were to be described individually. I do not think the whole world can contain the books that would be written. The Gospel of the Lord. I have to admit that when I would hear about apparitions like Lourdes, Fatima, I was spiritually jealous. Why them, not me? Are they holier than me? They were kids. Most kids are just kids. They're not that impressive when it comes to spirituality. Teenagers like Joan of Arc. And I realized as I got more seasoned, aka older, that we all have a mission and a purpose in our life, and that certain people are called to do certain things in the church. And the more I actually embraced that, like really embraced it, like accepted it, the more I got extremely unjealous of people. Priests who became bishops, cardinals, holy lay people, intelligent lay people. I just got really unjealous because I fully, completely grasped and accepted the fact that we literally have our own mission in our life. And then how many people do we touch during that time? When St. John writes about the things that Jesus has done that aren't written, there's one... scripture passage that I always like to use in the book of Acts that we read a few days ago about the oral tradition in the Catholic faith, the sacred tradition, the teachings of the apostles that aren't physically written down. And one of them is this: it is better to give than to receive, as Jesus once said. It's better for us to give than to receive. Now, I've always wanted to do this. I was going to put a $100 bill on top of the ambo here and say, okay, if you could find out where Jesus says this in the Gospels, that $100 is yours. So people 3 years later kept looking. Still can't find it. Why? Because it ain't there. So St. Paul gives us an oral tradition. Something we know that Jesus said, but it's not in the Gospels. So it made me realize the apostles and the Holy Spirit, all this web, everything is so intricate and so detailed. I mean, it's kind of impressive how God has planned everything out. The more you study science and physics, then you look at the history of the church and all the saints and apparitions, I mean, all the popes, the great leaders that we've had, it's like, it's amazing. I mean, even St. Joan of Arc, being who she was and which happened to her, the moment that France needed her, the whole country needed her the most. It's quite impressive. So it made me realize that there is a plan. Some of it I might not agree with at the moment, but it is above my pay grade. I do have a puny mind, and God's intellect is far more vast than the ocean. And mine's the size of a coffee mug compared to God. And when we have that type of humility of accepting the reality and the fact that we are a child of God, we belong to his family, and we have a purpose, but what the Lord really doesn't like to hear, oh, I'm just the Lord's humble servant. But let me just tell you what I did for the Lord today. I've never had that conversation at a parish. I know it doesn't happen here, but it happens other places. But that's really important for us to accept. That if we're just a little bit more engaged, like most daily communicants are, they're usually part of the 7%ers. But even if you're a little bit more engaged in inviting and doing whatever you can to bring people back, I always strongly suggest that people invite people with them to Mass and then take them out to breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or coffee, or whatever afterwards, just to be friends again. And I find that hospitality and friendship is a great way to bring souls and people back. But that's your mission. Mine's different. I use what I can to bring souls back. I'll give you the shortest version ever. Because of Facebook, a high school buddy friend of mine connected with me, and he received his first communion and confirmation this year after our conversation, after 38 years of not talking. And all I did was say, hey, Johnny, what have you been doing on Facebook? So using all of our means, everything that we have to reach out to people, especially after this pandemic, people are isolated and lonely. So I think it's a great time for us to reconnect. And that is our purpose, our mission, is to help be Christ to these people who have been Christless either their whole life or for a long time. Accept our role, embrace it, and be fruitful with it. Amen.